Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
7:39, how normal of a Tuesday morning drive it is for you is just ahead on Jacksonville's Morning News. So out of the norm is zero results coming from the Iowa caucuses the morning after. It's getting the nation's attention. The president is jabbing at Iowa Democrats as we expect to sometime today get results from the Iowa caucuses a week before the New Hampshire primaries. Overshadowed by the 2020 campaign, the president's impeachment trial, and with limited publicity even by the White House, President Trump is set to go to Capitol Hill tonight and deliver his State of the Union address. We'll have live coverage on your radio beginning at 9 o'clock in Washington, Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Trump would join President Clinton as the second president to deliver a speech while the Senate's considering whether to remove him from office. And actually, today's more of a transition day in the Senate, Rachel.
It is. There'll be more speeches from senators who've been under the penalty of silence during this entire impeachment trial, and they want to get up and explain why they're voting the way they are voting. GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski yesterday said that she believed that the voters needed to decide, that it would be a matter with a conviction of taking the president's name off the ballot. And there's an interesting proposal from Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a Democrat, who is saying he's not sure how he's going to vote on the final tomorrow. But he is saying that maybe the alternative is censure. And he said it could be a bipartisan way to send a message to the president. Look for today, Senators Mitt Romney and Mike Lee. Mitt Romney will be interesting because he did vote for additional witnesses and documents, but we don't know where he stands with the final vote tomorrow.
Would that censure vote need the 67 as well?
You know, I believe so, but, you know, I need to check on that. I think it's a proposal that's interesting but may not get the bipartisan support the Manchin is looking for. Republicans seem pretty dug in on the fact that the president would that essentially the country needs to move on.
Certainly has a high bar, and we'll see it all come to a head tomorrow afternoon as we see the trial technically resume at about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. When precisely that vote happens is still TBD. Our Washington insider, Jamie Dupree, will be painting the picture for you in depth through the day tomorrow, and we'll certainly be dialed into coverage of the State of the Union tonight, what the president may or may not say about the impeachment trial in the Senate. We'll all hear it this evening at 9 o'clock on WOKV. Full recap tomorrow morning on Jacksonville's Morning News.